news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on Wednesday made their first public appearance together since officially becoming running mates. Biden acknowledged the significance of Harris as the first black woman to appear on a major party presidential ticket. He said that Harris, having served as a prosecutor and California's attorney general, has the experience needed to defeat Trump and help lead the nation through the coronavirus pandemic, an economic crisis, and a racial reckoning.
Kamala, as you all know, is smart. She's tough. She's experienced. She's a proven fighter for the backbone of this country, the middle class, for all those who are struggling to get into the middle class. Kamala knows how to govern. She knows how to make the hard calls. She's ready to do this job on day one. And we're both ready to get to work rebuilding this nation and building it better.
And if money raised is an indicator, the public seems to approve of the choice. Biden's campaign raised $26 million in the 24 hours after he named Kamala Harris as his running mate. That includes contributions from 150,000 first-time donors. The money came flooding in during the first hour after the news broke. The best 60 minutes of fundraising this campaign has had so far, according to Politico. The State Department Inspector General's office released a report on Wednesday requesting further review of evidence that during his tenure, U.S. Ambassador to Britain Woody Johnson had made insensitive and inappropriate comments about race, religion, and sex. Johnson is also under scrutiny for allegedly doing Trump's personal bidding and trying to get the British Open moved to the golf course owned by Trump in Scotland. The swamp, indeed. So who do you believe, the medical experts or Donald Trump? Dr. Robert Redfield, director of the Centers for Disease Control, issued a dire new warning, saying, take coronavirus precautions or risk the worst fall in U.S. public health history. That's probably easier said than done, as the United States has averaged about 53,000 new cases every day in the last week. Since some schools reopened for in-person learning, more than 2,000 students, teachers, and staff have been quarantined, and at least 230 positive coronavirus cases were reported in their districts. Around the world, millions more students could be at risk when they return to classrooms. A new report from the World Health Organization and the United Nations Children's Fund reveals more than 800 million children do not have access to basic hand washing at school. Meanwhile, Trump has doubled down on his inane belief that the virus will just go away and is willing to risk the lives of your children.
It's 99.995% of all fatalities are adults. Think of that. 99.95. That is extremely close to 100% of all fatalities are...
Okay, that's twice. Fatalities? I could get it if he stumbled once, but twice? Fatalities. Fatalities?
Adults. Children often have only mild symptoms, and medical complications are incredibly rare, very, very, very rare.
And here at home, the numbers are going in the wrong direction. The U.S. on Wednesday reported nearly 1,500 new coronavirus deaths, making it the highest single-day death toll since the middle of May. The seven-day average has exceeded 1,000 for 17 straight days. Georgia reported 105 deaths, its second straight triple-digit day. North Carolina tied its highest daily death toll of 45. And Texas reported 324 additional COVID-19 deaths. The Energy Department has proposed rolling back three-decade-old efficiency standards for showerheads following Donald Trump's repeated gripes about water pressure while washing his hair. I couldn't make this stuff up if I tried. The plan would change the federal definition of a showerhead to allow manufacturers to dramatically increase water use. Under rules Congress passed in 1992 in response to severe droughts, water flow from an entire showerhead is limited to 2.5 gallons per minute. The proposed change would allow manufacturers to apply that restriction to each nozzle on a showerhead. Wow. And yesterday, we told you that the DNC had released its schedule of speakers for next week's upcoming virtual Democratic National Convention. And we mentioned that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, one of the most prominent and outspoken progressives in the Democratic Party, will have a speaking slot. Today, we learn she'll have just 1 minute. 1 minute, 60 seconds to deliver her remarks. Well, apparently AOC, undeterred, will pre-record her minute-long address, and she acknowledged the limited time slot, tweeting a poem by Dr. Benjamin E. Mays entitled, "I Have Only Just a Minute." I got good news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.